Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we get to visit with you again in your Word. Lord, your Word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our paths. And I know that when we hide it in our hearts, it helps us not to sin against you. So today, as we study your book of Esther, once again, I pray that you will highlight those things that you want us to know about you, your son Jesus, and your ways. And Lord, I pray you would equip us with the ability to live according to those ways by your Holy Spirit. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Haman Stands in the Court. And it's taken from Esther chapter 6 and verse 5. After experiencing insomnia, King Ahasuerus asked for the chronicles to be brought in and read to him. While the servant read the words, it was discovered that Mordecai had stopped an assassination attempt by two of the king's chamberlains. However, nothing was done to honor or reward Mordecai for doing so. The king asked who was in his court who could carry out this honor. And in chapter 6 and verse 5, we see how the king responds to the fact that Haman is there. We read, "When the king's servant said unto him, Behold, Haman stands in the court. And the king said, Let him come in." Our verse begins, "And the king's servant said unto him, Behold, Haman stands in the court." If we use our imaginations, we can almost see as the servants were looking around the court to see who was present. As they looked, Haman was standing over to the side, more than likely thinking about the right words to use to have the king agree with his plot to hang Mordecai on the 50-cubit gallows he had built. And the servants discovered him to the king. What a wonderful timing it was for Haman to be in the court at just the time when the king needed someone. The verse goes on to say, "And the king said, Let him come in." It might have been one thing if the king would have said, "Oh, no, not him, not Haman, not for this job," but he didn't. The king heard that Haman was in the court and asked the servants to let him come in. Permission and direction was given as soon as the king knew it was Haman. All along this story of Esther, we have tried to see the hand of God working behind the scenes. Could it be that this is another one of those points where timing is impeccable? God knew the king would not be able to sleep, and God knew he would desire the chronicles. God knew that King Ahasuerus would discover the information about Mordecai, and he knew the king would desire to reward Mordecai for his assuaging. God also knew the timing of the king's desire to find someone in the court, and that Haman would just happen to be there at that time. Since it is true that all these things were known by God, and that his mighty hand is at work even when the others could not see, could it be that he is at work in our lives right now? Next time we will see King Ahasuerus ask Haman an interesting question. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.